Michelle nodded as though she had heard that reasoning before. So, what did Mr. Healy do? I take it he didn't cause any more trouble.
He just stayed by the bar, I said. He had a cup of coffee. He'd just taken a drink when he collapsed.
Okay, Michelle said. Is there anything else you think I need to know?
No, I said.
Liam shook his head again.
You can go then.
She turned to Liam. I'd like to talk to Mr. Roswell. Could you point him out to me, please? Liam did a quick scan of the room. Joe Roswell was standing over by the windows in a group of a half a dozen people next to a big easel that held an artist's rendering of the finished hotel.
I'll introduce you, he said.
His gaze flicked back to me. I slipped off Liam's jacket and handed it to him.
I'm okay, I said softly, in answer to his unspoken question.
He gave me a brief smile and turned to Michelle.
Joe's right over here,
he said, gesturing toward the other side of the room. Michelle reached out and touched my arm.
I'll probably have a few more questions in the morning.
I'll be at the shop.
She nodded and headed across the room with Liam. I blew out a breath.
Let's get out of here, I said to Rose and Mr. P.
An excellent idea, Mr. P said.
We collected our coats, gave our names to the police officer at the door, and went out to the parking lot. Rose settled in the front seat and fastened her seatbelt.
Are you sure you're all right, Sarah? She asked.
I shifted in my seat to look at her. I could see that she was worried about me. There was concern in her gray eyes, and she wasn't smiling.
I am, really.
I pulled a hand over the back of my neck.
I'm just worried about Mr. Healy.
Rose reached across the seat and laid her hand on top of mine.
I'm so sorry, she said. Both you and Nicholas did your best, but Mr. Healy was dead when he hit the floor. There wasn't anything either of you could have done to save him. I'd already come to the same conclusion, but I hated to admit that Nick and I hadn't been able to save the man. It made me feel profoundly sad, and I hadn't even known him. I suddenly thought of John Donne's poem, No Man is an Island. I couldn't remember if it was Charlotte or my grandmother who had quoted it to me. Any man's death diminishes me. Because I am involved in mankind, I said softly.
And therefore, never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee,
Mr. P finished. I started the SUV and pulled out of the lot.
I wonder why anyone would have wanted to kill that young man, Rose said.
I shot her a quick look.
Hang on a minute, I said. We don't know for sure that Mr. Healy is dead. And even if he is, why would you think someone killed him? He was poisoned.
Rosie, why would you think that?
Mr. P asked from the back seat. Rosie turned to look over her shoulder at him.
He had a seizure right before he died. His body was twitching, shaking. He made some kind of strangled sound and he collapsed.
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw her look at me again.
You did see that, didn't you, Sarah?
I nodded and swallowed against the sudden tightness in my chest.
I did, but that doesn't mean the man was poisoned. It doesn't mean he wasn't, she replied.
I glanced over at her. Her hands were folded in her lap, and she didn't seem the slightest bit upset because I didn't agree with her.
This was not a good sign,